Today, the Easter season concludes with Pentecost Sunday, commemorating that day in the church when the Father and Son poured out the Holy Spirit in a special way on the apostles. And what happened then? They took up their mission of proclaiming the gospel throughout the whole world. The Holy Spirit throughout the church's history has showered down gifts upon the church to keep her faithful to Jesus' teaching, the teaching that we've received from our Lord, to keep the fires burning, to inspire hearts to turn to our Lord and be reconciled with God and with each other. That's the big thing about Pentecost Sunday, the pouring out of the Spirit. You know, sometimes we describe talented people as gifted. It implies that their talents are not just because of their skill, but also it's also due to someone who has given them those talents. Life itself is a gift from God. Our parents were involved in that gift too, but it is a gift from God. And a gift implies a relationship between the giver and the recipient. A gift implies fondness, appreciation, and acknowledgement. And if you give or if you expect something in return, you're bribing someone. You're not really giving someone because it's a freely given thing. Well, just as God and our parents work together to give us the gift of life, the Holy Spirit wants to work with us to share his gifts with others. So we're sharing the gifts of the Holy Spirit with others. That's what we're doing. His gifts, the Holy Spirit, are given for a reason and a purpose. And at Pentecost, we see this play out as the Spirit doesn't just inspire the 12, he sends them out to share the good news, just as our Lord did on the evening of Easter Sunday. But the key words here are the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Pour out the Holy Spirit. Where else have you heard that phrase used? Every time you come to Mass in the Eucharistic prayer for the consecration of the wine into the body and blood of Christ, that's where you've heard them before. In the Eucharistic prayer, all the Eucharistic prayers have the same consecration words. And the priest prays for, "This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." And what's another sacrament where we use those same words, the pouring out? Well, it actually was just changed to those words about a year and a half ago when retranslated the absolution prayer. And the priest says, "God, the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has reconciled the world to himself and poured out the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of sins." So when you go to confession, you experience the pouring out of the Spirit as well for the forgiveness of sins. And this is why today the Easter season concludes with Pentecost Sunday, commemorating the day when the new church, with the new church, that is, when the Father and the Son poured out the Holy Spirit upon us, upon the apostles, a foretaste of what would come for us as well, as we celebrate today the pouring out of the Holy Spirit.